All right. Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we are back and underway here, and what a fast-paced game things are so far. Whoa! Athleticism from number three for Lumen Christi. Gets the ball, puts it up, and then a soaring rebound from the same jump of the shot. And things are getting physical. Number three and Jesse bumping into each other quite a bit. This Lumen Christi boys squad clearly has a... they are very tall, very strong. They're ready to play. On the floor, Edmund Cumberland, also Isaac Gunderson, Joe Marsh, and then we've got Jesse and Chance Griffin. Chance scored a three-pointer. Standpoint has a lead 3-2 right now. Jesse for three. Good line off the back of the iron. Rebound goes to number three. Looks for the cherry pick. Nothing there for the outlet pass. And a real fast transition by Lumen Christi. Isaac with a jump and a steal. Travel. Yep. 22 gets the ball for Lumen Christi, and as he grabs it, he slides. Travel. Good hustle, though. Standpoint now with possession. Edmund playing point guard. Coming in, connected to Joe Marks. Back to Edmund. Top of the key. Standpoint moving the ball in. Oh, nice pass across the paint. Goes to Jesse turns around and bumps right into number 30. I'm telling you, this is going to get this. I think this game's going to get a little heated. I'm not going to lie about that. We'll see what happens. 6 minutes to go here. Standpoint still in the lead, 3-2. 24 drives in, passes out to three, all the way across now, and inside ball almost lost to traffic, but Lumen Christi's going to put it on the perimeter. Great moving the ball. Joe Mark jumps up, a little bit of contact, trying to stop the ball. Here we go down. Three gets two more points. Four now for Lumen Christi, three for Standpoint. Really physical game here. Lots of passing. Good move on the ball by both squads. Edmund's got the ball now. Gets the passing Jesse. Drives to the right-hand side. Man, I've never seen Standpoint play so well. Three-point shot by Joe Mark. I'm telling you, Standpoint's out like the eye of the tiger right now. They're running plays in motion. Looking great. Ball in the hands of Lumen Christi, moving into the baseline. Edmund puts the forearms up on 30 and pushes forward. First foul of the game for Standpoint against Edmund. Quick timeout called there on Standpoint. And the score is 6-4 right now. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And oh my goodness, what a game this is going to be. I can already see that these boys, both squads won it. Both squads are playing with a lot of intensity. We'll see who walks out with a win. Looking right now, I see Boston March is checking in for the Eagles. He'll sub in for somebody. Live right now here at Lumen Christi in Anchorage, Alaska. It's cold outside, probably getting close to minus 10 degrees. It's been plus or minus zero for pretty much the whole time I've been out here. Mostly spending the time below zero. It's been cold. Standpoint. Playing defense, inbound pass by Lumen Christi. The shot for three comes short. And I'm not sure who they're calling it for. I think they're going to say it's Stan right here with Lumen Christi. Joe Mark and 30 were both going hard for it. Man, there's several players for Lumen Christi who are all taller than every single player for Standpoint. Travel. 24 gets the inbound pass after a little stutter step. Deep bench also. I'll say that for Lumen Christi. They've got a deep bench, but so do we. Throw in goes to Edmund. He's going to play point. He's got 5 minutes in the first quarter left. Standpoint up 6-4. Edmund, ball deflected. In the hands of Lumen Christi. Outlet pass. Almost stolen by Edmund. Three's going to throw the ball away for Lumen Christi. He was trying to set it down to the baseline. 24 was just not maybe 1 foot off from where he should have been. Standpoint still in the lead by two. Here's Edmund playing real quick transition. Drives all the way in and draws a foul. Pushing foul, contact. Nice stutter step by Edmund. Did a really good job handling the ball here. Standpoint playing fresh. Here we go. Edmund with the ball, throwing. Gets over to Chance on the left-hand side. Oh, ball's tripped up. Chance knocks it away, tried to steal it. Long pass to 24. It's 2-on-1. Edmund does a good job holding back and playing defense. Forces a jumper by 24. It won't go down. Joe Mark. He's got three players ahead of him. He's a good ball handler. Spins around, gets past one defender. Wait for Jesse to catch up. Boston marches in. Vance Griffin, Edmund, Joe Mart, and Jesse Starnes. There you go. Sandpoint with the ball. 6-4. They're up by 2. 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. And they're going to call a foul here on Lumen Christie. It's a tight man-to-man defense. 10 points. Playing real hard and fast. Great moves by Edmund. Man, gets into the triple threat position. Pump fakes 2 different times. Drives in. Loses the ball. Joe Mark open for 3. It's a good line just at the back of the rim. Jesse gets the rebound. Good pass to Joe Mark driving in. Oh, but his lance is a little bit off. Goes out of bounds. Last touch. Last touch by Lumen Christie. Sandpoint will keep possession. 3:44 left to go. Sandpoint up by 2. Long throw and gets stolen by 24. He's on the move fast. Jesse's right behind him. Yeah, foul right there. Jesse tried to get right in front of him, but he just couldn't quite turn the corner in time. That's going to be a shooting foul, sending 24 to the line for 2. It was a good try. Actually, he did a really quick burst of speed there. Got him right in front of 24, but it just wasn't enough to get there and then plant his feet. That shot's good. Sandpoint up by 1 now. Isaac Gunderson checking back in for Boston. Really nice, intense game. Big showing by Sandpoint, as always, for the Lumen Christie games. Second shot missed. Fight for the rebound. Foul against Jesse Starnes. Oh, how many times, Jesse? His second. Jesse might have to come out here pretty soon. Sending 30 to the line this time. This is his first attempt. And yeah, Jesse's going to have to watch out. 2 fouls. Just one of the key playmakers here for the Sandpoint Eagles. Sandpoint can't afford to have him sit out for the first half. Second attempt also missed. Joe Mark gets the rebound. And checking out where Edmund is, finds him. Next setting for the half-court line. All the way down to Chance on the baseline. Good passing to Jesse. Puts it up into the post. Shot, no good. Starts with his own rebound. Tries to pass it on to Isaac Gunderson, who's underneath the basket, but it goes off of several Lumen Christie players. Joe Mark will throw it in underneath Sandpoint's basket. 6-5 is its score. Sandpoint up by 1. Passing to Edmund. That's great intensity. Oh, ball stolen. Man-to-man defense coming fierce at Lumen Christie. Jesse's taking it all the way. Hard deflection by 30. Jesse tripped and fell. Another 2-on-1. Edmund playing hard. Blocking. Count the basket. Sending 3 to the line. Edmund gets in front of him. Takes 3 down hard. Second foul on Edmund. Sandpoint has got to watch these fouls. 7-6 now. Lumen Christie takes the lead and looks to make it a 2-point lead here. He can make a shot. Shot up. Pop it back to the iron. Oh, man. 2 players. Oh, man. 3 was just all over Edmund. Edmund rolls over and yells at him to get off of him. I don't know if they're going to call that flagrant foul. Oh, I told you this game was about to blow up. This is like a powder keg on the court here. Holy. Referees, they're going to have to slow this one down. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more fouls called here. I think that they can see that they're going to lose control of this game here pretty quickly. All right, Isaac with the ball. Passed around. Oh, Joe Mark just gets it. Almost lost it. Great. Joe Mark is an amazing athlete. Chance gets a good look for 3. Off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to 22, but he's got Eagles all over him. They're able to get the pass out. One moving fast. Passes over number 3. Man, great job moving into the basket. Cuts between about 2 or 3 defenders. 9-6 now. Sandpoint down by 3. This is going to be a tough pace for Sandpoint to maintain. 2:26 left to go in the first quarter. Basket's deflected. Staying right here with Sandpoint. Eagles to throw in underneath their own basket. Joe Mark gets the ball. Looking for the throw-in. Calling for someone to do the cone motion. Long pass over to Edmund. Oh, Jesse turns, but nice transition defense. Fadeaway jumper from behind the backboard. Almost goes in. What a shot. Ball now still in Sandpoint's hands. Edmonds slows it down, breaks in, passes it back out to Jomar. Chance pass, almost deflected. He's able to maintain his dribble, gets over to Isaac. Hits out off of one, and that's going to be a foul. One of the reasons. And Coach Ken Baker calls, or Barber, Ken Barber calls the timeout for Sandpoint. And that that little tip-off right there, that called the foul, like I said, I think that the referees are going to start calling a few more fouls here. They're seeing that this game is, has a really high intensity. These players are all going for the win here. They're going with a lot of speed and intensity. And it's just an amount of time before someone gets hurt. And I hate to say these things because you just hope it doesn't happen when teams get playing this hard. I've watched a lot of high school basketball, and games like this, if someone gets taken down hard, and you get an injury. But hopefully that doesn't happen. The referees can control the pace here. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 9-6. Sandpoint trails by 3, but it's tight. One basket could turn this around real quick. Edmund with the ball. But this man-to-man defense making it real hard to penetrate. Sandpoint's doing a good job trying to get the basket. Chance gets the ball. Oh, with a pass over to Isaac intercepted. He's got 3 breaking fast, and with a reach behind from Isaac. Isaac will get his first foul. 5 fouls apiece for these teams in the first quarter. Lou and Christie will throw in underneath their own basket. 24 wide open on the baseline. Good defensive transition. Chance and Evan putting pressure on. Pass around the perimeter. Lou and Christie for 3, no good. Yep, ball off the hands of 30. Chance and 30 both had a hand on it, but it definitely was touched by Lou and Christie last. 90 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Sandpoint still down by 3. And this ball, and they're trying to get underneath the basket. Jesse gets in there, but there's some way. Oh, wow. Left hand side. Jesse just puts it up, gets huge air, hits it off the backboard, and good from about a foot away. Beautiful shot. 9-8 now. Sandpoint only down by 1. They're so tall. It's so hard for Sandpoint to get underneath the basket, but they're working hard. I'm proud that they're not just trying to shoot from the 3-point line. 24 shot in and out. Jesse rips down the board. Oh, but his pass out to Isaac goes loose. Lumen Christie picks it up. It's on the ground. Are we going to jump ball here? Oh, and Blue had possession. Barber calls a quick timeout so Sandpoint can keep it. The jump ball would have been theirs anyway, so they'll remain for a future jump ball. Less than a minute to go. Sandpoint down by 1, 9-8. And one of the best games I've seen in a long time here. These guys are moving real quick. Both squads looking at foul trouble right now. If they can't, Sandpoint can't slow down the pace a little bit. All right, both the referees came over there and tell the players to come on out. 30-second timeout. They run out quick. Sandpoint's going to bring it in. No full court press yet. I'm waiting for the first team to pull that trigger. Edmund over to Joe Mark. Joe Mark drives it in, looking for Chance, but man, tight defense. I wonder how much both these teams can keep up this intensity. Jesse, 360 jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound goes in the hands of 24, and both squads on a fast transition. 24 drives in like crazy. Oh, charging! But Jesse just takes the hit. Great job planting his feet, and I think he worked it a little bit, got the flop, forces a foul. 9-8 now, Sandpoint trailing by 1. It's a 3rd foul for 24. That will be a pretty significant loss. Jesse, oh, the bounce in to Edmund gets snatched. Fast break by 3. Isaac trying to get there. Counts the basket, sending 3 to the line for 1. I really think Isaac should just let him go. I don't know the science behind this, but I notice that whenever there's a fast break, the players always choose to foul. 24 is going to take a seat with his 3rd foul. 15 is going to check in. And missed shot by at the free throw line. 9 seconds. Isaac gets the ball behind the backboard. Oh, in and out. That was crazy. Edmund with a scoring steal. Come ahead and get this. And he smashes it out Oh, geez, Edmund is just looking fierce out there on the court tonight, playing with all sorts of passion and intensity, loving it. As we go into the second quarter, the score is 11-8. Virgil, we'll hear one word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back in 1 minute.
All righty, if I can actually get my microphone on, we've got Mr. Roof in queue. He can catch his breath, and we can say a big thank you to Illusion Services.
Our friends at Illusion Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Illusion Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
All right, we've got a little buzzer there, and we'll wait and give one more shout-out and let Austin take a break, catch his breath. Dun-dun-dun, where are we? I want the big one. There it is. There's that whale.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska, and that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafood provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future.
It took us a while, but Trident Seafoods is underwriting community radio. Thank you very much, Trident. Moving on, we got one more, and then we'll head back.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation. Serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All righty, are you ready to come back in, Austin? I don't know. I don't. You ready? Well, my bad. Here we go. Back to Lumen Christie.
And we're back. Sandpoint now down by a couple of baskets. Lumen Christie coming back fast off that second quarter. They're up 15-8 now. Sandpoint still playing with a high intensity. But man, whoever connects to the basket first, whoever can get it. Oh, Jesse gets behind the defense, breaks her way up the post and puts it in on the right hand side. 15-10 now. Sandpoint down by 5. What a great job sneaking behind this tremendous Lumen Christie defense. One for take a shot for 3, in and out. Rebound goes to number 3. And ball goes wild, but he gets it and puts it back in. Joe Mark gets a beautiful rebound, and he's going to take it out. He's got no one ahead of him for Sandpoint, so he sees chance on the right-hand side. Tall pass almost gets thrown by Lumen Christie. Edmund keeps his hands on it. Bringing it over now to Joe Mark. 15-10, Sandpoint down by 5. 15 almost knocked the ball loose. Good job. Oh, he breaks in the basket, takes it all the way off the glass. Good for 2. I remember the first time I saw Jim Mark play basketball last year when he was an eighth grader. I had no idea what this young man was capable of. He is incredible. 15-12 now. Sandpoint back to being 3 points away. No foul called. Good defense by Isaac Gunderson. Forced the ball, just hit by number 3. And Edmund Cumberland will bring the ball up for Sandpoint. Here comes the Eagles, taking their time now, slowing down the pace. I just going to take it in. Behind the back, almost goes down. Fights for his rebound. Picked up by 30. But Jesse's there, steals that pass for three. Almost deflected, and he might have gotten a hand on it. Isaac. And a foul on 22. That's a bonus now. So Isaac's going to go to the line for 1-1. Second foul for 22. And coach asking for some clarification on that foul. And a little bit of discussion between the referees here. I think that I'm trying to figure out what to do. Substitution, Boston March coming in. Isaac gets 1-1. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by 30. And that guy is a beast. I mean, he is huge. Here comes 3, breaking it in, and count the basket. Man. Another foul for Sam Point. 17 out of 12. Louis Christie expands the lead to 5. That is almost 10 fouls for Sam Point. They've got to settle things down here a little bit. They're going to run foul trouble real quick. And it's good. Making it 18 and 12. Louis Christie up by 6. Here comes Edmonds. And Sam Point's definitely slowed things down quite a bit here. Edmonds gets a good screen by Jesse. Takes over the baseline. Isaac. Back to Jesse. He's got Joe Mark wide open, but Jesse goes in hard. Oh, 30 goes down really hard. And that, man, third foul by Jesse. He's going to have to sit down. And, man, 30 took it like a champ for Luna Christie after. He's holding his stomach. He went down real hard, and Jesse's knee came down right on top of him. I think that's kind of pointless of a – he had Joe Mark wide open on the right-hand side. Should have passed it. Foul. Hip check off of Edmund. They're driving the baseline. 10 team fouls now for 10 points. And, Chance is checking back in. I think he's going to relieve Chip. Oh, that's 4 for Edmund. So Edmund is going to sit out for the rest of, like, the second quarter and probably the third quarter, too. Yeah, I've been playing a real high-intensity game, but, man, it's tough when you get into foul trouble like that. All right, send things up here. We've got Manny in. We also have Boston in. Chance, Isaac. First attempt by 30 is good. Edmund and Jesse are sitting down. I mean, we've got some good players to pull from right now, so that's the good news. They're all young, but Edmund and Jesse are both just doing a tremendous job on the court. High intensity games, though, you get foul trouble really quick. 4:43 left to go here in the first half, 19-12. 30 sinks the second one. And here we go. Ball in the hands of Joe Mark. Bringing it over to Isaac. Isaac fakes, goes to the left. Looking for some help. Drives into the paint. Back outside of Griffin. Over to Manny. Manny center sets. Doesn't take the shot. Good move of the ball at center. Oh, Joe Mark, third pass, 15. Sends it on the line. Chance. Oh, about 5 feet out. Doesn't go in. Rebound, Lillian Christie. And they've got to watch out. Yet another foul. I saw this coming. And this is what happens. You have these high-intensity games, and referees are just going to start calling fouls. Because they have to do it to slow the pace of the game down. It just gets too intense, and then someone gets hurt. So. Standpoint getting in trouble now. 11, that is the third team foul now, third foul for Isaac Gunderson. Jesse's checking back in. He's got 3. Edmund's out for whoever knows how long because of his 4th. And we have 11 team fouls with 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Standpoint trailing by 10 to score 22-12. Lumen Christie is in the lead. They've simmered down their fouls. All right, here we go. Ball's going to be in the hands of 3 as he goes to the line for 2 shots. Coach Barber reminding his boys every foul is two shots now. It's not worth it. Here we go. Number three, with the ball, takes up his shot for the first attempt. Going to be Oh, that was off an and one. That's right. Yeah, so 23-12 now. 4 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Manny gets the ball. Has a pretty good open look. Doesn't take it. Pass it over to Joe Marks. Joe Marks, his defense is relentless by Lumen Christie. Jesse bounces into Joe Marks, who's breaking fast. Gets the rebound. Looks for the put back. Oh, just can't make it happen. Jesse gets the rebound. His floater's good. Oh. Jesse turns around, his head just stacks as if number one. Holy cow. The game is ridiculous. 23-14 now is the score with 3:35 left to go in the second quarter. Joe Marks gets the rebound. Oh, stolen by 15. Jesse's ahead. But it's 2-on-1. Oh, he forces a missed shot. One gets the rebound, though, and puts that back up. Good follow through by number one, but man, Jesse did a great job fouling, or not fouling, and playing some real tight D there, forcing a missed shot. Manny with the ball. Endpoint needs to get some baskets. Manny for three. Oh, in and out. Rebound to Lumen Christie. Here's a fast transition. Oh, he gets past Jesse. Three with a soaring layup. That guy could almost dunk. You saw it, his hands. Full timeout. Coach Barber has got to stem the bleeding here. 27-14. Lumen Christie continuing to accelerate their lead here. 2:50 left to go here in the second half. Sandpoint's done a very good job staying pace, but I think that energy, the fouls, having to pull out Edmund so quickly, just really affecting the team right now. And it's tough. You know, they're playing a really high intensity game. Lumen Christie did a good job settling down with their fouls. Sandpoint, over the last couple minutes, has done the same thing, but now they're just kind of deep in it with 10 or 12 team fouls so far in the first half. You're live right now on KSCP. We'll have more basketball and Cook Inlet tomorrow. It's not the Cook Inlet Academy, sorry, but it is the Kenai. We'll be on the Kenai playing some basketball. Isaac checking back in for Sandpoint Eagles. Here we go on the floor for Sandpoint. We got a group of freshmen plus Jesse, Boston March, Isaac Gunderson. We also have Chance, Manny, and then Jesse Starnes playing the anchor. Jesse being point brings it up. That's by 15. Surprising, his composition is not matching. Oh, reaching. 1-1 for Jesse as 15 reaches in there. You know, 15, the players, the starting five for Lumen Christie are big and strong, all of them. 15 is definitely a lot more of a more, he's not as bulked up as the other guys are, but he has some fast hands and long arms, plays some good defense. Jesse misses his first free throw, score still 27-14, game point down by 13. Lumen Christie with the ball, down to the baseline. Turns into traffic, puts up a shot, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds with a baseline last touch by the Eagles. Joe Marks checking in. He's going to replace Manny. Manny will go sit down. Throwing in on his own basket. Here's the Archangels. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Oh, 15 misses the pass. Gets the ball back. Three takes a shot from outside the perimeter. No good, but Lumen Christie with a free rebound. And they'll take it back outside the three-point line. 2:10 left to go. Oh! Misses the dribble. Number one. But it's sent out of bounds on the sideline. Sandpoint will get the ball. 27-14. Sandpoint still trailing. 2 minutes go in the half. Here's Jesse with the ball. Finds Isaac. Isaac not taking the shot. Back to Joe Marks. Good spin. Trying to get past 15. Isaac, long two. No, to Jesse who's breaking in. Oh, just misses it. Ball's loose. Oh, Boston takes a couple knees to the head there. Boston was going hard for the ball. There was two players running right around him and just get those knees. I think Boston said, let's go sit down. Manny checks in for the Eagles. Umar takes it. Moving the ball around. Back to Manny. Manny to Isaac. All the way across to Umar. Oh, it's hard and fast. Looking to see if it's picked off by 16, but no, it just goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. 90 seconds left to go in the half. The score is still 27-14. Boone Christie looking to feed the ball in. They get it to number 30. Back outside now. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Shot for three. Off the top of the rim. Rebound spot for. Oh, Jesse gets his fourth foul. And it was just reaching in and pulling down the player. Jesse will go sit down. Ashton checking in for the Sandpoint Eagles. Going to replace Jesse. I think it's about 13 team fouls now in the first half. First off of the line, all around the rim. Swirls around and goes down, 28-14. Isaac checks, or Ashton now checks in. Second attempt for the line. That one's good. 29-14. Sandpoint settling by 15. Joe Mark now with the ball. Brings it in. Sandpoint needs a basket. They have not been able to get any points on the board for pretty much the second half, second quarter. Manny, floating shot. Over the rim. Ashton, huge rebound. Sends it back outside of Chance. Chance looking for some help. Man, and the defense just closes in on him hard. He's able to get to Joe Mark. Pass to Ashton just off the tip of his fingers. It was deflected by Lumen Christie along the way to Ashton, though. He almost got his grip back on the hand on the ball, but couldn't quite make it happen. Less than a minute to go in the first half. Sandpoint down by 15. Here's Lumen. Passing it over all the way to the other side of the perimeter. Good defensive transition. Looking for the movement. Finds three. Drives in. Back outside 15. Wide open for three. That one won't go down. Rebound. And Terry picks pass to Isaac. Hits off by 15. This kid comes in off the bench and making some real plays for Lumen Christie. 23 seconds. Sandpoint trying to get the ball back. Shot fired by Lumen Christie. Will go down. Another one for three. Score now 31-14 as Lumen Christie starts to slowly inch ahead here. 9 seconds left. Joe Mark with the ball. Griffin takes a shot for three. Oh, just off the top of the rim. 15 gets the rebound. He's got to fire it off if he can. Oh, just can't quite get the ball off in time. Yet not going to count. As we go into the second half, the score will be 31 for Lumen Christie and 14 for Sandpoint with lots of fouls for the Eagles. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Alrighty, we are going to hand this off. I'll take him out of the mix. And we're going to have 10 minutes on the clock. We'll leave the phone line on and play some underwriting and let Austin get a drink of water and take a halftime break. We have the Sandpoint Eagles, the boys team, live from Anchorage at Lumen Christie up against the Archangels right now at halftime. In just a moment, we'll have more. Stay tuned. We'll have the updated schedule for the Kenai games here after these games end. And we'll keep you updated as the team makes progress on the road.
The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Shoeing Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Schumann Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
All right. Well, we've got a... Hey, there you go. Hey, Radar Dave is going to be in town here soon. So just a heads up to everybody. I saw his group Facebook post come out. But he decided to help out community radio in the area he serves.
R&D Marine Design is a proud sponsor of KSDP. R&D Marine Design is operated by David Wilmont and offers solutions for secure skiff tracking, satellite communications, autopilot, radar, sonar, computers, and more. For more information or questions, Radar Dave is available at 360-319-6218. R&D Marine Design, a proud supporter of community radio and the fishing fleets of the Aleutians East Borough.
And yes, the theme music in the background there is Pirate Town. Just so you know. Moving on. What are we going to do here? How about the Cold Bay Lodge? Thank you, Cold Bay Lodge, for all your help.
Our friends at the Cold Bay Lodge in Cold Bay would like to encourage parents to sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with your kids about the dangers of drug experimentation. A short conversation today may save a life tomorrow. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of the Martian family and Cold Bay Lodge, proud to serve our area. Further information at 532-2767.
All right, so we're going to play a little music in the meantime. How about some rum and Coca-Cola?
When the Yankees came to Trinidad, all the native young girls was more than glad. Saying G.I. boys are very nice. They make Trinidad like paradise.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar is.
Out on Manzanilla Beach, G.I. romance with native peach. Friends, it is a pleasure to see love making under the bamboo tree.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
Now the native girls can cut a rug. You should see them dancing like a jitterbug. They get hip to the Yankee jive. On the dance floor you should see them glide.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
In old Trinidad, when I was there, financial position was very fair. But now in this 20th century, they're spending their money on luxury.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
The Andrews sisters and Bing Crosby must take a trip to the West Indies. Sit down under the silvery moon and hear the Calypsonians croon.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Trinidadian girls are very nice. They go out to picnics day and night. The G.I. say that they treat them right when they dish them out a plate of barefoot rice.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. The Yankee dollar bill.
the young and the old are just the same. When it comes to a good time, there are always games. They will eat and drink as long as it's free. That's the policy of the West Indies.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down from Kumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar
bill. They will leave for the Spain at the break of day, in a taxi cab bound for Tetron Bay.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a breath of magic, magic.
Your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling. Have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking me. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on. And see the show tonight. You better be astounded. No ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio. I never told a lie. Call me Mr. Magic Man, I'm on cloud 9.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants the breath of magic, magic.
It's been in my rhyme. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, then jump into that crowd. See when I arrive, I flow, wanna be like, put it out. See, I deceive you with my intergalactic ether. I sing just like Aretha, so respect me like I'm Caesar. I kick it like Adidas, blowing stick it like adhesive. Be cautious, cause what I be gonna leave you with amnesia. I break all the rules like Evo Knievel. It's a spectacular show, cause my heart bumps diesel. So whatever you saying, it don't entertain.
Turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a breath of magic, magic, magic. Magic, 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 magic. Oh,
we are going to head back to Lumen Christi for the second half of the boys' Eagles game.
Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we are live here in Anchorage, where it is a continuing expansion of the Lumen Christi lead right now, 33-14 now the score of Sandpoint Trails. And Lumen Christi's starting five back in. Edmonds back in for the Sandpoint Eagles as well. Jesse Starnes still sitting down. It's Edmund, Joe Mark, Aston, Manny, and Griffin in for the Eagles. Edmund has four fouls. He is going to have to be on his guard or else he'll be sitting out for the rest of the game. So, with four fouls, I'm semi-surprised to see him back in already. The Eagles have to do something and try to catch up here to Lumen Christi. Moving the ball around over to Manny. On the left-hand side, drives in. Cross the perimeter over to Edmund. It is a real fast team. The real tight defense, making it very hard for Sandpoint to get through. Oh, they closed the trap on him. Trying to get it. Going to Sandpoint. Last touch by number three. Manny fought hard to get the ball back. Goes out. Off really quickly. Joe Marco throwing on the sideline. Spots his chance. It's passed back to Edmund. It's just too short. Three on a, he's one on two, but he still gets past Edmund. Edmund just can't check him, or else he will foul. So 37-14 now. Isaac stepping in for the Eagles. Ashton powers in on the baseline, tries to pass to Manny, gets intercepted by the looming Christie, but we're going to have a whistle there. Good job by Ashton to through the baseline, trying to get to the basket. Should have powered up and take a shot. Sandpoint throwing it in, over to Edmund. Oh, wide open, Joe Mark. Oh, just can't fall. Lumen Christie with the quick rebound. Here we go. Lumen moving fast, all the way, coast to coast. Number one puts it up and in. Good for two. 39-14, Sandpoint. Still scoreless for most, I think, all the second quarter. Edmund shot for three, just rattles around, pops back out. And Edmund has nothing to do but just stand there and try to block three as much as he can. Lumen Christie is going to rampage. Another bucket there for number three. 41-14 now. Devin checking in. Coach Barber checking in players now, just looking to change things up. Edmund over to Griffin. Sorry, keep on gripping. Chance. Chance now. Oh, Edmund just didn't see the ball coming. Goes off of his fingers. And Ashton's going to sit down. Devin will check in. 5:17 left to go in the third quarter. 41-14, Sandpoint Prairie. Edmund tries to steal the ball away. It goes loose on 24, but Lumen Christie gets the ball back. Stop for three. Nothing but the ball in the net for one, and I'm going to tell you right now, this Lumen Christie team has aspirations to go to state, I can tell you that. 44-14. Devin, take a shot, just off the rim, rebound to 24, he's on a fast break, Isaac ahead of him, trying to swat the ball away, doesn't do the foul, good for Isaac, but another basket for Lumen Christie, 46-14. We're going to start seeing some mercy rule action here soon. Edmund looking for some help. And Sandpoint came out just playing so strong, but, you know, it was a case you're wondering how long they could keep it up. Edmund takes a shot for three. No good. Chance gets the board. Takes it outside, but one just, or two, steals away. Takes it all the way for a basket. 48 now to 14. Here we go, Joe Mark with the ball. Kylie Guard drives in, puts up a jumper, off the back of the rim, rebound goes to Lumen Christie, and here we go. Just another fast break, 24. 1-2 steps in, no go. Three with a putback, that one will go in and out. And here comes Sandpoint. Isaac gets a pass. He's got white jerseys all ahead of him, so he'll pass it back over to Kevin. Kevin's going to throw it away, and just a missed pass. Jesse checks back in, and Chance is going to go sit down. Jesse himself with four fouls. He's going to have to fill. Oh, timeout called there. And a full timeout called. Score is 48-14. Sandpoint down by 34 with 3:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Looking for an opportunity to try to turn things around. We've got Jesse Starnes checking back in. He's paired up with Edmund Cumberledge. And this squad was able to really put a lot of intensity in the first quarter, but too many fouls just right away for Sandpoint to have to bring in the bench, and from there to open up some opportunities for Lumen Christie to take the lead and continue to dominate the game. And coming here into the second half, I think they've got the energy and the stamina to take it all the way. Sandpoint still down by 34. They could make it back. We'll see what happens here as we come in off this timeout. You're tuned into KSTP. Thank you so much for tuning in. 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, 80.1 FM in King Cove, 80.1 FM in Falstaff. breaking out from the timeout. 10:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Sandpoint down by 34. I think at the 40-point mark, it will stop turning off the clock and let the clock run down. Lumen Christie with the ball. The Archangels come on in. Nice pass back and forth. Looking for an opportunity. All they have to do is burn the clock down. 24 will take a shot. Long distance for two. No good. Staying right with the Lumen Christie Archangels. Last touch by Joe Mark. He'll throw in their own basket. Here we go. The Archangels with the ball. Stolen by the Eagles. Joe Mark breaking fast, blocking, right? Yeah, 24. Ooh, that is going to be his fourth foul. Yep. Fourth foul for 24. I just see the coach of Lumen Christie. He's a big bearded guy, and he just looks down and just can't believe that's the fourth foul for 24. He's going to stay in, though. They've got a good sixth man with 15. Missed pass gets picked up by the Archangel. Here comes three. Jesse came up real fast from behind, but has to watch the foul. 50-14 now. 3:06 on the clock. We still got a whole another quarter ahead of us. Over in the hands of Isaac, driving the baseline. Dished over to Jesse, who feeds Boston beautifully, and Boston Marsh powers up and draws a foul. Heck of a pass by Jesse Starnes. Good job by Boston. Powering up and drawing the foul. He'll go to the line for two. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Score 50-14. 50-15. As Boston sinks a beautiful shot from the half court line. Second attempt, rolls around, up and in. Good job by Boston making it happen from the free throw line. 16 now for the Eagles. They trail, though. Lumen Christie's 50. Good job feeding it in, but 30 can't get to go down. Finds his own basket, and 30 is tall and strong. That guy is tough to deal with. Jesse, if he didn't have so many fouls, he'd probably get in there and mix it up pretty well. Quick note, we are going to have games tomorrow at 4:30 and 6. Girls at 4:30, the boys at 6. Sandpoint misses a shot. Isaac gets the board. Jesse drives in, puts it up. Layup, 52. Sandpoint gets on the board. 52-18 now. Good defense by Isaac. Almost forced to steal, but 3 is able to get past it. And that's going to be a shooting foul. Boston was trying to play a little bit of a box out and a little too early, and 3 to line. Good job by Sandpoint staying with it, getting some baskets on the board. 2:02 left to go here in the third quarter. 52-18. Sandpoint down. Second attempt for Lumen Christie from the line. That one will go 53 now to 18. Edmund with the ball. He's got 2 minutes in the quarter. Brings it past the half-court line. Deflected by three. Ball will stay in the possession of the Eagles, though, as it goes out of bounds on the sideline. Joe Mark calls a play into action. Finds Edmund. He turns in fast. Looking for an opportunity. Oh, pass goes right to Griffin. Chance is deep, but he's able to pick it back up and get going. Jesse takes it all the way to the inside. Puts up and in for two. 53-20 now, with just over 90 seconds left to go. Three-pointer off the top of the rim for Lumen Christie. Fight for the rebound. Goes into the hand of Boston. Foul on number 30. That was a good call from the referee there. Boston definitely had possession. 30 was fighting hard for it. He ripped the ball out. Boston ripped the ball out. Could not score the whistle. First foul for 30. Not bad for a guy playing below the basket and of his size. Here we go. Edmund with the ball. Hands it off to Jesse. Going to take it over to the top of the key for three. Oh, man. All over the rim. Doesn't go down. Fast break. Good job doing a wall pass. Joe Mark or Edmund fouls out. And he really didn't put a lot of contact on him there, but it was a small little hit check. And that will be the game for Edwin. He played with a lot of heart and passion in that first quarter. Really led the team to stick with the intense pace that the Archangels had set. But. And with that, Isaac will check in. We'll have Isaac on the floor. Also, Chance, Boston March, Joe Mark, and Jesse Starnes with four fouls to his name. First one will go in for Lumen Christie. All right, there we go. Second one down, 55-20 now. 103 left to go in the third quarter. Joe Mark moves it fast over to Chance. Chance looking for an opportunity. Drives over to the left-hand side, Joe Mark. Back to Chance for three. Great movement of the ball. Chance got wide open. 23 now for the Eagles. They're still down to 55 for Lumen Christie. Back to the top of the key. Stanford kind of figured out their strategy here for Lumen Christie. Shot to go down for the Archangels. Fight for the rebound goes into Stanford's hands. 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. Nice crossover by Jesse. Passes to Boston. He's got power up here. Let's flip that. Good job by Boston. Going back to the line. He was successful. That's the third foul for number one. All right, Boston gets the ball, lines it up. Oh, man, that was a perfect little drop. Shot up right now by Boston. That one is good. Over the hands down ball. Oh, we've got a travel call against Lumen Christie. 30 went down hard, too. Standpoint playing defense. Shot for three, good for Lumen Christie. 58-25 now. Here we go. Joe Mark with possession. Through the ball over to Jesse. Nice behind the back pass. Joe Mark looking for an opportunity. Oh, he's not going to get off. Oh, they say he did get off in time, but it's not going to make it to the basket. With that, we are about to enter the fourth and final quarter. The score is 58-25, Standpoint trailing Lumen Christie. Virgil, we'll go back to you for 1 minute.
All righty. I hope that – there you go. You can probably hear me now. I've got you out of the mix. You are in the queue, and we're going to give a shout-out to Frosty Fuels right here.
The Aleut Corporation and Frosty Fuels in Cold Bay reminds us that basketball season is just around the corner. So let's go out and support our teams in any way we can. And if you can't attend a game, be sure to catch them on KSDP Radio. This message sponsored by Frosty Fuels, a community-minded business with a commitment to the safety and welfare of our area children.
All right, Mr. Feldbauer there with our underwriting spot. Moving on. Hey, Mr. Brown. Thank you for helping us out, not only being president, but with the underwriting.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Alrighty, back to Austin Roof. Sorry about that, Austin, getting that last out underwriting spot out.
Oh, absolutely. No, it was cutting in and out. I heard it right after I started talking, so my bad. Here we go, back to fourth quarter action. Lumen Christie takes it in for another layup, and the score now 60-25. Standpoint trailing the Lumen Christie Archangels, and, you know, Standpoint put up a real good fight. Jesse for three is going to be short of the rim. Oh, and Lumen Christie touches the baseline. 24 got the rebound. Puts it still on the line. Again, that shout-out that we're going to have a tournament coming up on Thursday. We have two tournaments. We'll see how we can thread the needle here. Lumen King Cove will be in Bristol Bay, and then Standpoint's going to be in Seward. On the floor, we got Joshua for the Standpoint Eagles checking in, getting his time on the floor. Ashton also on the floor for the Eagles. Joe Mark, Isaac, and Jesse. Giving these young players a chance. actually gets a rebound. He should have just powered up. he was looking for an opportunity there, and 22 just comes in, tries to snatch the ball out. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay right here with the Eagles. Sam Point going to throw it in. Joe Mark throwing in that makes his own basket. Looking for an opportunity. Jesse, what a pass by Joe Mark. Gets in the hands of Jesse. Fadeaway jumper. Hits the front of the rim. Ashton gets another huge rebound. Passes outside this time. Jesse drives in. Up for two. 60-28. Standpoint now on the D. Jesse gets a steal. Walking is going to be on 24. His fifth foul. He was really caught in the crosshairs from Jesse, who was just thundering down and trying to clear out. He's going to get his fifth foul. 60-27 is the score. Standpoint trailing. Lumen Christie, 7 minutes left to go in the game. Here's Joe Mark with the ball. Ashton wide open. Gets the feed. 2 points for Ashton Gunderson. Great job just being left wide open at the basket. Didn't even hesitate. Puts up an in for two. 60-29. Ashton gets still on defense here. Eagles playing some tight man-to-man. Shot up by one. Won't go down. Fight for the rebound. Ashton gets the board. Finds Jesse. What a pass by Jesse Starnes. It was just between two different defenders. He had probably centimeters to spare. Foul on Joe Mark as number three feeds in. And a nice spin pass or a spin skip past the defense, but Joe Mark puts a little bit of contact. 6:18 left to go in the game here. Wow. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 3 points there for Lumen Christie, 63-29 now. Here comes Joe Mark with possession. Looking for an opportunity. Get some points on the board for the Eagles. Good ball handling, breaks past 15. Gets a good screen by Jesse. Josh for three, short of the basket. Rebound, spot four, goes to Lumen Christie. 30 on fast break. Let's see if he dunks this thing. No. Big layup though on the right hand side. 65-29. Standpoint trailing. Here's Jesse Starnes looking. Oh man. And that's going to be 15. Jesse gets in and puts an elbow right onto 15. That'll be a blocking charge. A blocking call, sorry. Manny for three off the top of the rim. Jesse gets an easy rebound. Puts up a shot. No good. Outlet pass by Lumen Christie. Gets snapped by Joe Mark. Floater from outside. No good, but he'll draw the foul and go to the line for two. Good job by Joe Mark thinking fast. He is a smart kid, and he's got great sense of what to do on the court. He's got good instincts. He moves fast. It's a great job. 65-29, standpoint down with 5:24 left to go in the game. Joe Mark will sink this first from the line. Now. Oh! And there was a... away from the ball, Jesse and 30 just go down hard. And I think they're giving both of them fouls. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're giving both of them fouls. And, yeah, Jesse's going to sit down. That's his fifth and final foul. There he's going to come back in. And I really don't see what happened, but they both went down really hard. The referee just gave them both fouls. I think that he's just trying to tell these guys that they need to just kind of lay off of each other a little bit. It's been pretty heated. The referees did do a good job. It was really the detriment of Standpoint, though, that they got into foul trouble so quickly. But the referees had to slow the pace of the game down before someone got hurt. really getting beaten up this one, though, for Lou and Christie. He's going to wake up a few bruises tomorrow, let's put it that way. 5:18 on the clock. Lou and Christie has possession. Driving in. Ball gets stolen by Isaac. Chance is trying to keep it back in the game, but he just can't quite get a grip on it. He's going to go out on the baseline. Lou and Christie will have ball. Throwing in a throw-in basket, the Archangels. The three, it's off the mark. Picked up by Joe Mark, and he's moving real fast. He's got defenders ahead of him. He's going to try to shake and bake. Just can't quite make it happen, so he'll pass around. Gets a wide-open shot, but that's a little bit off. Good save by Chan. It's Stan in Sam Point's hand, though, as Isaac was trying to get the ball and gets knocked off by Lou and Christie. Throws into Ashton. Manning for three. A little bit hard. Chance picks the rebound, takes it back outside. Oh, the pass to Isaac is just going to go way far. 15 trying to run it down. And, man, lots of passing from 15. The little guy, he slides on the floor with no, and he hits his shin hard. Interesting to see him do that because there was really no benefit to him running it down like that. It was going out of bounds. I think he's just one of those kids that goes for every loose ball. 65-30 with 4:48 left to go. Standpoint behind Lumen Christie. And this is just one of the best Lumen Christie squads I've ever seen play. And I've seen them play a number of years. And I can tell you right now that this is going to be a big year for these guys. I don't know if they're going to be able to take it all the way at state, but I won't be surprised if they get a little bit of distance in the bracket. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP. We will have basketball. I'm going to try to see if we can't get some King Cove basketball over there. As they're going over to the Sockeye Classic, I believe they call that one. And that's over in Bristol Bay. See if we can't call our friends over in Mathematics. They will be providing some play-by-play. I think we had a guy named Wesley who always did that. K-I-A-N, I believe. We'll let you know who we have coming up here for basketball and when, but tomorrow I can tell you right now, 4:30 and 6 o'clock at Kenai Central, we will be playing their JV squad. Throwing in a tip-up by number 3, and that's good for 2. Just a nice little high pass underneath the basket. It puts it in, and it's good. Here comes Joe Mark for the Eagles. Looking over to Manny, and we've got all pressure on the floor right now. Devin, Joe Mars, Isaac. Bouncing to Devin, but that's snatched up by Lumen Christie. Fast transition, 3 drives it in, off the glass, good for 2. 69-30, 4:17 left in the game. Joe Mark again playing point, driving in. Sees Manny on the baseline. And that's going to be a foul as the pass is going off. Joe Mark takes a hit and gets right back up. But I think he's going to go to the line for 1-1 opportunity. Standpoint at the line right now. Joe Mark looking for an opportunity. All right. Shot. Good for Joe Mark. 69-31. Second attempt is good. 32 now for the Eagles. 4 minutes on the clock. Lumen Christie moving the ball ahead. Good job moving at the post by 3. Puts up on the left-hand side. Good for 2. Here we go. Joe Mark moving fast. Trying to keep things moving here for the Eagles. Feeds it to Devin. Back to Chance for 3. Good line. Just a little short. Christie with the rebound. Looking for that opportunity, they got a couple trailers. They'll wait and let the ball set up. Passing around, burn down the clock. No good. The putback for Lumen Christie also no good. There's a second putback, and that one is good. 73-32 now. Lumen Christie takes a 41-point lead. Seeing the coach now clearing the bench here for the Archangels. We got freshmen in here for standpoint, giving the younger. Give the boys an opportunity to get some experience. Good shot by Joe Mark. Puts it up and in. 73-34 now. So Christie moves fast. Oh, hard slap right there. It was Joe Mark. That was a hard hit there. And the starting five are going to sit down and checking in. We've got all sorts of freshmen coming in for Lumen Christi. Ball in motion, thrown by Isaac. Isaac takes her to the right hand side, looking for some help, and I think Stanford's going to be able to make up a lot of territory here. Ooh, rebound picked up by Chance over to Manny, drives in, floater from about 10 feet out, up and in, off the glass for two. 2 minutes left to go in the game here. 73-36 is the score. Number one stays in, as does 23. Another steal from 15 this time, though. The sixth man, Isaac, gets the ball. Good job keeping his dribble, too. He had to swap his hands out. This is the time to keep his dribble going. He also pulls up for a jumper, 73-38. Standpoint gaining a little bit of territory here. Here we go, moving the ball over for the Archangels. Good move on the ball. Trying to find opportunity. Burn down the clock. 1:34 left to go in the game. Number one takes the ball over. He's a lone starter. He'll take a shot for three. Off the top of the rim. Chance pulls down the board. Standpoint transitions real fast. 1:19 left to go. Joe Mark with the ball. He's got 15 guarding him, though. Joe, oh, Manny. Three in the key. Boston going to get a three-second violation in the paint. Interesting situation for Manny. He got wide open. Actually, it's going to be 10 points ball. I think they're going to say there's a foul there. Manny was trying to work himself an opening. Isaac's wide open. 1 minute on the clock. Looking just to get a chance for a shot. Joe Mark takes her to the right-hand side, pulls up for a layup about 5 feet out, and goes to the line for two. Going to the line. Joe Mark hits the basket. Clock running out right now. Off the bucket. Joe Mark gets the ball again for a second attempt. That one's also going to go in and out. Joshua is fighting for the rebound travel. Yep. 14 with a 1-2 step. 19 seconds left to go as the clock continues to run down into Manny. He's driving apart. And he's going to be taken down by 14. Oh, 15 actually. Pushing off of him, his third foul. And there's a buzzer. The clock is going to run out. Game is over. Final score, Lumen Christi, 73. Standpoint Eagles, 38. And I'm just going to say it right now, this is the best Lumen Christi squad I've ever seen. So you got to get to the Eagles. They played with a lot of heart in the beginning, but just the athleticism and the ability that the Lumen Christi squad brings this year, it's a little too much for them to handle. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of action at state this year for Lumen Christi. Final score again, 73-38. Virgil, we'll send it back to Sam Point, and I'll be back at 4:30 tomorrow for more basketball at Kenai Central.